In this episode of How to Shoot Video for Your Business, I'm talking about four different types of cuts to use in your video. Roll the bumper. G'day guys, if you're new here, my name is Bruce Garrod. I'm the owner of Gingerbeard Media. We're a video production company based in Perth, Western Australia. But this video series is entitled How to Shoot Video for Your Business, and you wouldn't be surprised that the title is indicative of what we do. We're all about education for free, teaching you how to use video to market your business in a better way. How to Shoot Video for Your Business is on YouTube, it's a Facebook group or a podcast, so pretty much any platform you would want to consume this content, you can find us. Just as usual, do those social things like follow, subscribe, and all that schmozzle. Now enough waffle and on with the episode, where we're going to talk about four different types of cuts that you can put in your next business video. Editing itself is a process where you're trying to tell a story. And the truth is, when I say tell a story, most people who are looking at marketing videos tend to tune out because they're like, hey, this is not a drama piece. We're not trying to tell a story. There's no one acting here. Move along. But the truth is that we are trying to tell stories in marketing videos because we're trying to communicate with people about certain emotions or feelings or why they should be really buying your product. And not having some sort of story in your video is going to lose people. They're not going to be as engaged. So what are the four types of cuts that you could be using in your next business video? The first type of cut is a standard cut. So this is where two clips will just butt straight up to each other and there will be a hard cut point as we switch between one piece of video to the next. Now a second cut is a jump cut, and this is a way of saving time. Sometimes we will use it to emphasize a point in dialogue, other times it could be used to compress time to keep the viewer engaged whilst they're watching something that perhaps isn't that interesting if we just left it as a standard piece of video. Our third cut is a J cut, and that is where the audio will come in sooner than the image. And this is really good for setting a scene because our ears are already hearing what is coming in front of what we're gonna see. An L cut, on the other hand, is a reverse J cut. And that seems confusing, but what it means is that we will hear the audio go over from the last scene into the next scene. So there you go, there's our four cuts that you could be using in your next business video. As ever, I want to thank you guys for watching. If you have enjoyed the video, please do the usual social good stuff, likes, comments, subscribe, and all that good stuff. And I will see you in the next video. Gingerbeard Media, get on beard.